When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to another, I was going to say thrilling. Is this podcast thrilling? I don't know. Another edition of the Advanced Analytics NBA podcast, NBA Finals preview. That sounds embarrassing, not even claiming we're doing that. My name is Guy Williams. I'm joined by my brother, Paul Williams.
Hello.
And my friend, good friend, it's Mother Effin JT. How are you, mate?
Hi, Buzz. How are you?
Superb, as always. It's time for Advanced Analytics. If you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball. Paul, we just got back from dinner and you were concerned that you didn't have enough time. Not only did you not know about this podcast, and you said, I have no time to prep.
Yes.
Which made me laugh out loud because I assumed, I've been doing this podcast with you for 2 or 3 years, that you did not prep.
I do a lot of prep. A lot of prep goes into this.
JT, do you prep for this pod?
Mainly my prep consists of during the week or months between podcasts. When I have a good idea, I'm like, save it for the pod, but I never do. And then I basically just say what's ever on my mind and instantly regret it.
Do you listen back to the podcast and regret what you've said?
Nah, but I've made some good calls and some bad calls, right? Good calls. I told you Tyler Herro was a bust during the bubble. That's proven. And that Kobe Bryant would only be a sixth man now. That's probably, yeah. I'd probably take that one back if I could.
Okay, so...
Hey, what'd you have for dinner? You're really bearing the lead.
We went to a steakhouse in Queenstown. It was fine.
Third burger.
I don't want to get into it. Third burger is the supreme of New Zealand, is what I've
heard. Yeah, great call.
Okay, let's go. Paul's still doing his research, which seems to be looking at fan versions of Atlanta Magic jerseys.
Some concept art. Fan-made concept art.
Okay, well, I'm excited because the NBA Finals in 2 days' time, or 1 day's time, or probably after this has been finally released, the NBA Finals are happening, and it's two shocking teams that almost no one except for Sanjay Patel, shout out to Sanjay in our group chat, no one besides him picked. The Suns versus the Bucks. You'd have to be an insane, a person as insane as Sanjay is to pick that right, and I didn't pick it. I picked the Lakers, JT picked the Lakers, Paul picked the Suns.
I don't think.
Oh, no, sorry. You picked the Heat.
No, I had the Jazz.
Heat. Oh, yeah, but yeah, okay. Whatever.
But what's really annoying me here is we continually say that this doesn't count. But it's not canon.
Agreed.
And you keep bringing it up. But the only thing is predictions on podcasts, and I have been consistently picking the Suns.
No. I'm not letting you get away with these like crimes against.
No, but I'm with JT because the bracket for me was a place to have fun and do some.
Guys,
I don't give
a shit about our predictions. I was just trying to set up that it's a surprise teams in the finals, and let's just talk about the finals. That's what I was trying to get to. Shocking. Yeah. That's my take. Shocking.
Yeah, but I felt like it was a year where it was anyone's game. And, like, the Bucks isn't a surprise. I guess the surprise for me is how bad the 76ers were, because I thought the Bucks, yeah, I didn't think they would get out.
Yeah, who's the biggest choker in this situation? It's got to be the Sixers, right?
I think so.
Yeah, the Sixers definitely blew it.
I blame fully Doc Rivers, because I know Ben Simmons is getting all the hate, but just Doc Rivers' way of handling that was so bad, I thought. Like, as a coach, you shouldn't throw one guy under. Like, he got so much hate, and it was, I think, purely because Doc Rivers threw him under the bus afterwards.
But don't you reckon it's the equivalent of if you've got, like, a poorly performing employee, Paul. Like not like you in the ice cream sales, Paul. Another you know, another type of fully performing employee. And you spent 90% of the year like giving that employee awards, like publicly being like talking about how great that employee was, going to like the board of your company and being like, this employee is incredible. And then they make a public mistake and being like, this employee sucks. I've never said this guy's good. Like that's what I couldn't understand about Doc Rivers.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't like Doc Rivers. I think he's bad.
By the way, Paul's still doing some research. He's currently on Magic Reddit, where the banner is says 14% for number one. And I was like, what the hell does that mean? And then I realized it's the Magic's draft odds of getting the number one pick in the draft.
It was.
Not too bad.
No, they didn't get it. It's the lottery's been.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I forgot. No. Who got number one pick? Oh, Detroit
Pistons. My beloved Detroit Pistons.
Okay. But let's just go here for a second, because my take is, I think we'd all agree that I really hate it when people say there's an asterisk on a championship.
Hmm.
JT? You hate
that?
Yeah,
I think it's yeah, it's only like the LaFraud people that say it in my eyes.
Paul, I thought you said the Lakers were an asterisk last year.
Last year was an asterisk.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But besides that, you don't like asterisks.
Well, I don't think this year should get an asterisk. This is just regular.
Why last year?
Just too much, like Tyler Hero was balling out. It was just weird stuff was going on.
No, but this year, every all-star, like there's been 11 all-stars injured.
I don't like all-stars.
Okay.
I like bench players anyway. Yeah. This is the purest year.
Well, I don't want to say asterisks, and it annoys me when people say asterisks. It's hard to win an NBA championship. Both these teams have had to battle, and yeah, their run hasn't been as difficult as previous years.
No, I will say this. The asterisks thing is crazy because if you're asterisking this year, then you're definitely asterisking last year, and then you're definitely asterisking the Raptors the year before, and then it's like, okay, you're literally asterisking every year.
Every year.
Like,
well, the Raptors got a lot luckier than any team this year. Because,
Hey. This is coming hot early.
No, that's true.
Equivalent.
The equivalent would be if it was Suns Nets, and then the Nets lost Kevin Durant.
That's what happened.
That's
what happened. Literally in the round one, the Suns were going to lose, and the Lakers lost LeBron James and then Anthony Davis.
LeBron James didn't play.
He played injured.
No, but they didn't lose.
In the same way, Chris Wall. Okay, well, he was limping around the court.
No, was he limping? I can't
believe you guys taking a shot at the Raptors. This is amazing. So the Suns, they only won the first round because of the Lakers getting injured. They only won the second round because the Nuggets were missing their second best player. They only won the third round because Kawhi Leonard was out. Let's be honest. The Suns wouldn't have won any series without injuries.
Disagree.
And basically the same with the Bucks.
They probably would have stepped it up. They probably would have been inspired to play.
The Lakers were bad.
Lakers were up on the Suns 2-1 playing the next game in Los Angeles and were just crushing them. And then Anthony Davis got injured and the Suns won out. That's what happened.
Yeah, but the Suns just needed one more game to build the perfect chemistry.
Good answer. And then on the other side, don't even get me started on the Bucks, who beat the Nets, missing two All Stars, and then they beat the Hawks, who only had one good player, and that guy got injured halfway through. And then it was so funny watching the Daniello Gallinari led Hawks. They won a game as well. Giannis got injured too, but like, holy shit, what a shit show.
You've been a bit harsh on the Hawks. Kevin Huerter, great player. Red Velvet, Lou Williams,
John the Baptist.
John the Baptist. The list doesn't go on. That is the list.
But hear me out here, because I've come too hot. I sound like I was now saying an asterisk. My point is, even though I think these are probably the two weakest teams to make the NBA Finals in my lifetime, I still think that's the way the cookie crumbles. Like, everyone get injured. That's what happened. You can only beat the team in front of you. And, like, both these teams have won all the games they had to win. So, congratulations on making it to the final. You can say they're the worst champion ever or one of the weaker teams to make the finals, but you don't say an asterisk. They deserve to be there.
But the worst champions ever would be, like, the 1950 Rochester
I was saying in my lifetime, because I can't go back also, that far as well.
I feel like you're not giving them credit. Like, both teams are stacked, I reckon. Bucks and Suns.
Very deep teams.
Like, who's the third best team on last... Okay, who's the third best... Who was the third best player last year on both the teams in the finals?
Oh, well, okay.
Who's the third best player on the Heat? So you'd go...
Tyler Herro, in the bubble.
And then number three would be, like, Tyler Herro.
And the Heat
and
were,
the
like...
And the Lakers... Who was their third best player? Caruso.
Okay, no, but you've done a nice trick there, because you've put a creative question where the Lakers are famously a two-man team with a bunch of decent role players. I mean, the Lakers' third best player, I guess, in the finals,
that's to Paul's point, right? Like, this, yeah, you'd say the Suns got lucky, but the Suns built a roster that's like a 10-man roster. So, sure, Booker is by far the best, but then everyone's pretty even after that.
Okay, guys, you guys are gaslighting me.
There's a reason they're not getting injured, and it's because they're not putting all the weight on two guys.
That's not the reason. The reason's because they had a shortened offseason. I mean, LeBron said he caught it beforehand. I didn't know. But you guys are gaslighting me here. I was watching the Eastern Conference Finals the other day, and in the highlight video, it was Chris Middleton in one picture, and the other picture was... Who's the guy from the Hawks? Chris Middleton's a top 20 player, easily.
Yeah, Chris Middleton's better than Giannis by a long way.
Okay.
Chris Middleton.
JT is firing here because JT hates Giannis. It's waiting to come.
If you needed a player, if you honestly tell me that you need a player for
he's
one playoff game,
okay. In my opinion, the team that wins the championship this year, even if Giannis is playing, will be the worst NBA champion in my lifetime. And that's, you can say the Raptors are bad. The Raptors team is a lot better than the Suns or Bucks team.
I think that the Suns team would give the Raptors a very good run.
You're off your face. They got 37-year-old Chris Paul.
Who's better than Kyle Lowry.
Devin Booker. And then who? DeAndre Ayton?
Okay, let's go one. Let's, out of those two teams, who are the top players? Kawhi's number one, sure. Yeah, best totally player, yeah. About that. Second player would be Devin Booker. He's the best. Second best. Third best, Chris Paul's better than Kyle Lowry. Then are you...
I don't know. In the context of that playoff run. In that playoff run, pretty even. Kyle Lowry came up big. Pascal Siakam, Prime.
You mean baby Giannis.
This year, the Raptors with pretty similar core, shocking.
No. This is crazy. You're giving 2 years on. This is absolutely crazy.
Pascal Siakam's still
the Raptors are a lot better than these two teams. Are you guys not agreeing with me here? We watched the Eastern Conference Finals, and like the star was like Deanna Yello Gallinari was like the focus of the Hawks. Like, this is like record levels of bad. Yeah,
firstly,
right?
Gallinari's good.
The Suns almost lost to the LA Clippers without their best player.
Man, Gallinari's not looking good either.
Didn't they win like 4-2 or something?
Yeah, but it was a tight series against the Clippers.
That doesn't seem tight. That seems like a war.
Did you watch the series? JT, back me up here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I do like this, but the Clippers could have easily won that. What? Not they could have won 4-1. Like, three of those games were nail biters.
It was close. And shout out to the Suns for pulling those out, though. They do seem to have the clutch gene.
I'm just looking at the last game. They won by 27 points.
Okay, that was a blowout in the knockout game, but it was a very close series. Okay, for people who watch the games, Paul, the series were very close. But I will say this. We've got to celebrate Chris Paul, because what an amazing performance in back-to-back game sevens. He put 39 on the Nuggets to eliminate them. And then he put 41 on the Clippers to finally get rid of them. Patrick Beverley was so distraught. JT, you got some problems going on in the background there. Chris Paul put 41 on the Clippers to eliminate them. Patrick Beverley was so furious. He, like, King pushed him in the back for no reason.
King push is actually the perfect way to describe it. What a strange decision.
I can't believe he got suspended for one game. That was a pretty bad thing to do. If he did it to the chest, that would have started like a brawl probably. But just because he did it to his back and he fell over, there was no opportunity for that to... I thought it was a pretty vicious and kind of rank thing to do to someone, I thought.
I thought it was extremely weird. But like, why... I just can't imagine... So the amount of... winding up Chris Paul and Beverly were doing to each other... That's the point you break, and your breaking point is like a strong push. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're angry enough to lose it in a public game and the push is your outlet, it just doesn't, those things don't gel to me.
I've always liked Beverly and enjoyed his shithousery, but I just can't, I can't handle it anymore. Like, he's just, he's too much of a villain. Like, he's just no awareness. And when he apologized, I assumed, when he got pushed in the back, I assumed it was a Zinedine Zidane, I can't say that name. I assumed it was one of those situations where like there was like a racial slur or said something about his sister or something like that. No, it was just Patrick Beverley just said the next day, he's like, oh, sorry, the game got the better of me, so I snuck up behind him and shoved him in the back. Crazy.
Yeah, it's not good.
Classic Beverley way to go out, though.
I had a little fun fact, actually, for you guys.
Is it actually fun, or is it just
a fact? Yeah, it's fun. Can you tell me... Okay, so when I was watching the playoffs, I was like, oh, there's a few players that really stuck out to me, and I was like, there's a connection here, and I can't put my finger on it. But there were four players. No, sorry, there are five players connected to one team in the final four. What was that team?
Yeah. I think
five players, and they're on every single team.
I'll let Guy answer it.
I'm sorry, I don't even understand what the question is. In the finals, there's five players connected to both teams, or what is it?
No, connected. They were.
No, there's four players. They were all on one team together years ago, and now there's one on each of the four teams.
Hmm.
Actually, there might be two on one, but yeah, try and guess what it is.
Were they all on the Denver Nuggets or drafted by them? I don't. Yeah.
No, it's the New Orleans Pelicans, 2016. Etwan Moore, Solomon Hill, which you'd love to see Solomon Hill getting major minutes in 2021.
This is not what I thought. I thought
Drew
it was
Holiday and Boogie.
Wow.
All playing 16-17 together.
I mean, the only.
I assumed this was going to be the Rockets. Isn't that
amazing? Nah, even better. Why is no one talking about it?
Wait, what's the 2006... Rockets one's better, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's better now because it's the finals, but my one was cool because it was the semifinals.
What's the Rockets one? All the players in the finals.
No, there was like
Chris Paul.
Yeah, there was
like
Tucker, Chris Paul,
Capella,
and what was the other team? Oh, the Clippers.
A few of those guys, Pat Beverly or someone.
Can't remember.
All right, I must say, JT, that fact was but it wasn't that fun. All those players are not very significant besides Drew. Solomon Hill, though, him playing in the conference finals is pretty, it's pretty
okay. Good. Well, here's the most fun fact. Solomon Hill this year played his most minutes played in his career since 2016-17 Pelicans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's poetry in motion.
For people who can't see the video feed, JT is looking at us, waiting for us to go, wow. What are we going well about that?
I assumed you were going to say like since 2008 or something, but 2017, that was quite recent.
Yeah, but Solomon Hill's not as old as you think he is. Well, I have to give him as like 45, but...
Well, his name's Solomon Hill. Like, that's from the Bible. There's a...
Like, when you think of Thaddeus Young, you don't think of a young person. You think of Thaddeus. Like, that's got to be at least 450 years old with that first name right there.
So who are you guys? Who are you picking for the finals?
Suns by walkover.
Really? See the Bucks. Really? Let's pull it together.
But like Giannis is going to be injured, right? Like.
But that's good for the Bucks.
Yeah. Okay. So just a bit of context here. If people didn't listen to last week's episode, we established that JT thinks Giannis is terrible and the Bucks are better without him, and Paul thinks that injuries aren't real and that James Harden just got bad at basketball.
No, I just think it's always convenient when guys blom out and then they're like, oh, but I was playing injured.
No, but he literally came back, like was forced back off the injured reserve to limp around. Like he couldn't run as fast as he normally. Okay, Paul, tell me this. Are you just guessing that Giannis will be back or you're hoping?
I just feel it.
Okay.
I just feel it.
You feel it coming. Now, JT, it's your time to unleash. You've got a theory that the Bucks are going to win. Oh, I'm just guessing. I haven't heard this. I don't want to burst your bubble, but I reckon you're going to call Bucks are winning and you're going to claim that Giannis isn't going to play, but it's going to somehow make the Bucks better.
I don't know if they're going to win, but I think their better chance of winning is with Giannis off, with Bobby Portis playing.
Okay. So the whole game, Giannis doesn't play 1 minute.
I honestly think that makes the Bucks a better team.
Are you talking about in context? Are you talking about an injured Giannis or Giannis 100% healthy? You'd still rather see him benched for
healthy,
Bobby
yeah.
for Bobby Portis.
No, the best outcome is that the Bucks play four smalls and start Lopez at center, and they have a healthy Giannis playing six man. That's their best. That's the best outcome.
Okay,
but they're not going to do that. So their second best outcome is just to keep Giannis off.
You're disappointingly sane there. I was kind of hoping for a more mad dog approach. Still pretty mad dog though. What about four smalls and Giannis at center? Why wouldn't that be good?
That would be good. That would be the best outcome probably. Your second best outcome probably.
I love how you've ranked these outcomes, but you can't remember what your rankings are anymore.
But I don't think that Budenholzer is going to do it. And right now, Budenholzer, and it looks like who's that purple girl?
Are you intentionally saying his name, Lars, wrong?
Budenholzer.
Is it a Budenholzer or something?
I mean, it's weird. Tomato, tomato. I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's Connaughton Connaughton at this stage.
But okay, you're comparing him to Grimace from McDonald's?
No, close. Who's the purple girl from Charlie Chocolate Factory? You know,
Veruca Salt.
Yeah, his
Violet
eyes.
Beauregard. Violet Beauregard.
His eyes look like they're gonna pop. He just he makes this face the whole time. It's like a weird, like pained, like he's been tortured.
For the audio fans of the podcast, JT is doing a dramatic eyes popping face. It's very humorous. Shame you cannot see it because JT has forgot that it's an audio based recording.
He's the only coach I've ever seen who's made it to the NBA finals, and it would still be better to fire him now. Like they would actually do, they should roll the dice and be like, let's just get rid of him.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that people are saying that, like, as soon as the Mavs.
I assumed the other day that he had been fired because Guy in our group chat was like, the Magic should get
Budenholzer.
And I was like, crap. I've obviously, because I was on a run and I just noticed it on my phone. I was like, they must have fired him days before they are possibly going to make the NBA finals. But no.
They should have got the Atlanta coach because he's still an interim, mate. That would have been so funny. End the series and just be like, oh. At the press conference, do you think they're going to make you a head coach now? And be like, oh, actually, I'm going to the Bucks. But never, I'm just an interim, so I'm not contractually bound.
So Chris Paul has been amazing. You guys are loving the Suns. You must be pretty excited. JT, you're picking the Suns and loving life?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm a bit worried about Chris Paul's ligaments in his hand.
Mm.
But no, there
would be nothing more Chris Paul-like than to make it to his first finals and have to leave injured and watch his team lose to the Bucks, who are led by Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton.
But you keep saying, like, Drew Holiday. But to me, yeah. Chris Middleton, Drew, and Brook Lopez are a big three. Like, they're the best, arguably, the three best players in the series.
All-stars. Like, what are you talking about?
Guys,
they got four All-Stars.
No.
Chris Middleton's the best player in the finals. Then it's probably Drew. Then it's Devin Booker, Chris Paul.
Guys, this podcast has taken a huge 180 because about four podcasts again, we're talking about how the Bucks are the worst team
but,
in NBA
no,
history.
We were talking about how we didn't like Budenholzer, but I was constantly saying that they should be great because they're so stacked.
So
they got four All-Stars and PJ Tucker. That should be enough.
So this is what's going to happen, right?
Drew Holiday never made it.
Okay, so Drew Holiday is not playing well. He was supposed to be the Chris Paul of the Bucks. He's on a max salary. And he's fine, but he should have been eliminated by the Brooklyn Nets. He made it through. Giannis is all right, but he's a flawed all-star. Chris Middleton is good, but just too inconsistent. And especially in the NBA Finals, I think the Suns team is going to play better defense than the Hawks. You got to remember, they're playing against the Hawks, who are a terrible, terrible defensive team. And had multiple liabilities on the court. They had Trey, they had Red Velvet, or whatever Matt calls
it. Drew Holiday is an all-star.
Is he?
Yeah.
You sure?
He was named an
all-star in 2013. 2013. But anyway, I mean, Middleton's an all-star. The point is, Middleton is not a good enough second option, especially if your first option is Giannis, who we've agreed is not a good enough first option. And Brook Lopez, I love Brook Lopez. I love his post play. I love a good stretch center, but I think he's going to get played off the floor by Chris Paul, who is going to love seeing him play on the floor, and Budenholzer is going to leave him on the floor, and Chris Paul is going to feast because it's just a poorly constructed roster, in my opinion.
The Bucks are poorly constructed.
Yeah.
I think it's a great roster, and I just think with a good coach, they would steamroll.
That would be good. With a good coach, they'd be better. Because
they should be so good at defense. When you consider they've got Giannis, Drew Holiday for years.
Yeah.
Everyone, like all the players, are always like, he's the best.
I totally agree with you. They should be, and I don't know what's going wrong, but unfortunately, they just haven't. They haven't been.
But I can tell you what's going wrong, and it's Paul's point, right? So if Giannis is injured, and you're playing a team who doesn't have Trae Young or a healthy Trae Young, and can only shoot threes, like their only option is threes or maybe a Trae Young blooper, and Giannis is out, why are you playing Bobby Portis? Like, you don't need two big men. But like, you only need perimeter defenders and Brooke Lopez.
Bobby Portis was the fundamental block in your second most optimal option for the Bucks offense, wasn't he? I was like, you were loving Bobby Portis about 5 minutes ago. No, I'm being an asshole. I hear what you're saying.
I hate Bobby Portis. I really hate that Bobby Portis is a fan favorite of the Bucks. It makes me hate the Bucks.
No, but he's a fan favorite because he's like crazy, right?
I just don't. Who did he punch when he was on the Knicks? Didn't he punch his own teammate? Very strange.
Miritich.
Yeah.
Was that his name? He plays.
Didn't Miritich. He break his nose?
Nikolai Miritich.
Yeah.
But like, didn't they all agree that he deserved it afterwards?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. But so who do you, are you saying Bucks guy?
No. I'm saying no. I said Hawks in four. Like, I think Giannis is going to be injured. If he plays, he's going to be hobbled, which is a player that relies on athleticism. Injured is worth, like, at least Harden could shoot the three occasionally, or at least be a threat to stretch the floor. Giannis can't even be that. So if Giannis comes back to 100, I would say great series, and that's what I'm hoping for. But realistically, I think Giannis is going to be hobbled, and Suns in five.
What do you think, Paul?
I'm going Suns. I think just their vibe is great right now. You know, they're FaceTiming Chris Paul when he wasn't playing after the game. Just the vibe there is great. I just think the Bucks, the coaching, like just how they give up threes. And like, I'm looking at the stats right now, and in the league, the Bucks opponents have the best second, apart from the Timberwolves, who don't count. The Bucks have the worst opponent 3-point percentage and give up the third most threes at the best percentage. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Especially when you've got these guys who are meant to be great at defense. Why are you just letting teams shoot threes? It's crazy to me.
I hear you.
You'll get, yeah.
So what's your prediction?
Suns.
Suns and...
I think the Bucks could be decent. Just because, again, I think their roster's so stacked.
With Giannis.
Regardless, I just think they'll take a few games. I'll go Suns in six. Suns in six.
It was like you're doing a joke there. Suns in...
And what did you go? Suns in five.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to go six, but I can't go six now, so I'm going to go Suns in four.
No, you can't.
Sweep.
You can, no, you can go the same as Paul. You can go six if you think that's rational.
No, I hate copycats, though, traditionally.
You're not a copycat. You said that was your...
I know you hate that, and to the point where I was sure you were going to go, like, Bucks in six.
It is a hard thing to predict, like this whole playoffs, just because if Giannis plays or doesn't play, that will... And how healthy he is will directly affect it.
I'm annoyed by, like, to me, PJ Tucker... on the Bucks seems almost like a shell of himself in Houston. I can't figure it out.
Well, he's very old.
Unleash him. Just let him.
People get tricked because PJ Tucker wears the sneakers of a 21-year-old, but he is the body of, like, he's like 36. Or how old is PJ Tucker?
But wait, hang on. Are you guys saying PJ Tucker's not good anymore?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm saying that. Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is
he's a defensive specialist. Lockdown defender, but
he's still a great defender.
No, but what I'm missing, I'm saying he's a shell of himself in terms of...
He can't shoot, can't score.
No, he just used to seem like... No, it's more like just the energy. Like, he was more like a...
He's lacking that youthful vibe.
I'm not seeing that, like, diehard sort of hustle and stuff.
He's 36 years old, like, it's...
And he's only missed, like, one game in 10 years, right?
Yeah, and he it is weird that he changes shoes... including wearing, like, vintage Jordans and stuff every game, and sometimes twice or three times a game. I'm like, just constantly playing on different souls. JT, you can weigh in on this. That can't be good for you.
Oh, I just found it amazing. And I love how he wore the Giannis 3s before they were officially released and before Giannis won them.
That's
It must have been agreed, but that's so good. And you know who's got a... this is a bit of a tangent, but I was watching... I'm a big YouTuber. Do you guys know that? Oh, I really... I'm not just... watch YouTube.
But a YouTuber sounds like you're making content on YouTube.
Nah, but to someone of my vintage, Paul, you should have watched YouTube.
Wait, by YouTuber, do you mean a guy who watches YouTube occasionally?
Yeah. Like, I give him I ride the tube. And,
Do you mean, like, just a normal person?
No, but that's not normal for... I don't know anyone else that, like, really consumes a lot of YouTube.
Everyone does.
No, I don't think people, like, my age, that's that common.
No, you do, because it's just the default video. If you watch a video on the internet, 90% chance it's going to be YouTube. Vimeo?
But I say I'm watching YouTube, like I'm just letting the algorithm do the thinking. I'm just like watching it like TV, just letting the next video come on.
So what are you watching, like white supremacy videos?
Yeah, basically. man, you should check out this guy called Ben Shapiro. He's so smart. What was I saying?
Paul's got a photo up of PJ Tucker playing in Fear of God Nikes. Those aren't even...
What is Fear of God?
It's a weird fashion label. The point is, they were never supposed to be worn on court. They're like a high-top fashion shoe. It was like when Peel played in Yeezys before Yeezy released a Basel shoe, and he was just playing in Yeezy casuals. It was Nick Young played in them. They're crazy.
Who played Gucci shoes? Was it Gilbert Arenas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The legend.
So what I was watching was some sneaker channel, and a guy popped up, and he's like, God, he had like an amazing Jordan collection. Real cool guy, real handsome, quite charismatic. And I was like, oh, who's this cool guy? And I looked him up, and it's Michael Jordan's son, the youngest one. I did not see that coming. Because do you remember those pictures of them playing basketball? And they look like the biggest nerds ever, like goggles.
Just because they had glasses, yeah.
They just look like nerds. And this guy's real cool, eh? I don't know. I think it's like, I can't believe how cool Michael Jordan's son turned out. I'll send you a picture of him.
Well, you've got to describe, okay, but this is, again, JT, I mean, I hate to tell you this, but this is an audio-based podcast.
Okay.
You need to describe to us and to the listeners, because you can't send them all a picture. Name three things that make him cool.
Okay, cool. Beard.
What kind of... Oh, beard.
What did he say?
Well, I was like, I thought he said beard, and I was picturing like one of those beards that's like a race car.
Nah, he has a cool beard, like he's not trying too hard. He was wearing a backwards hat, again, cool, and was like, I don't know, like real drippy, but not too much,
What's his name? What's the youngest son's name?
Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
So do you ever want to do like a joke or an observation and then pull out because you know people can just slam it cream pie in your face straight away because you are the example of this? Like, I will debunk, by me being alive, I'll just debunk my own theory straight away. And my theory is that anyone who has money and a little bit of free time can become cool, as evidenced by this Jordan kid whose dad is a billionaire, and he's got money and he runs a sneaker store. He's got all the time in the world just to buy some cool clothes. He's got a chain and a backwards cap. It's not that cool. Like, anyone can achieve that with money.
Nah, but I think once you see these photos, you'll realize it's mainly the beard. Like, with no beard, he looks like a real dweeb.
Like, do you know who looks like that? James Harden.
He's got James Harden vibes, massive James Harden vibes.
Cartoon nerd, yeah. And a beard saves a lot of men. That's a classic move. I'm at this point, I can't win one. But I was just making my point and then really worried someone would point out that I'm not rich, but like, you know, I have enough money now to buy decent clothes and I spend a lot of money on clothes, yet I never look cool. Like, no one's ever thought I'm well-dressed or cool.
Yeah, I just ignored it because I thought it was like some sort of humble brag about how much cash you've got to spend on your image.
No, my point is I don't know how to get, I don't know where to get cool clothes from. Like, I wore baggy jeans for so long and then everyone told me they were lame and I got bullied for them. So I took my baggy jeans to St. Vincent de Paul. And then all those people who bullied me secretly were just trying to get my jeans, and then they went and bought them the next day, and now they're on.
Well, hang on. So you're saying that you've got a bunch of like 6'8" or however, yeah, friends that are just desperate to get in a pair of like massive oversized.
Yeah.
How many people
from back
how
in
the market is this?
When fashion was real. Do you remember the song "Freestyler" by the Bomb Funk MCs? Get some Sony headphones and some baggy jeans and a tight t-shirt, and you're looking good, man. Get a shell necklace with a shark's tooth on it.
A PlayStation controller. That's a reference to the music video for Freestyler, where the kid is walking around with a PlayStation controller.
Yeah. Like, look at you, JT. I'd call you quite a cool, styly guy. You got cool glasses. Where do you get your cool glasses from? I want to get those glasses.
They're Ray-Bans. Bought them from clearly.co.nz.
Are they actually Ray-Bans?
Yeah, but you know, I'm not wearing any glasses right now, right?
No, no,
No,
but I'm like...
So I don't know if that's part of it.
I want wireframes now to be more on trend, and I haven't been able to find good ones, and I can't believe that Ray-Bans from... Don't plug that shitty... What is that weird website you got it from as well?
Why? What's wrong with clearly.co.nz?
What's clearly?
Are they weird? I don't know. They seem fine.
No, you
know,
what is it?
It annoys me in online retail how like people make like 500 front stores... And just like, you know, like just flood the market with kind of.
Nah, I think these guys are semi legit because they've got a New Zealand presence. You don't have to send them back overseas if they're
okay,
wrong.
Okay, okay, okay. You're a big fan.
I abuse the system as well. Like, I'll just buy like 5 pairs of glasses.
I really want a sponsor for this podcast, even if the sponsor doesn't know their sponsor.
Yeah, well, let's get clearly on board.
Well, we don't need to. We can just plug them. I mean, I don't know what it is, but
you're a big fan.
If you're, so they're glasses?
Yeah, well, here's a little scam, here's a little money tip for all the listeners out there. Get a credit card with points on it, and then just buy like 100 pairs of glasses.
Yeah.
Get all the credit card points and send all the glasses back. It's not illegal.
You know when someone says it's not illegal? The other day I was arguing with a friend whether Woody Allen was okay. And
whoa. That's
yeah.
Illegal.
No, it's not. He married his own daughter, but technically she was never his daughter.
I'm in the other thing he's accused of.
What, is he accused of assault as well?
I think that the other Pharaoh kid accused him of being an assaulter.
Well, I didn't even get it. I wish I had that ammo for my argument because I was just using the married his own daughter thing, which I, in my mind... I'm just going to say it right now, and I think the Advanced Analytics Podcast will stand behind me. If you have a daughter of any adopted, any situation, if you're the adult and they're the child, you can't marry them later, I reckon. That's just, well, just call me old fashioned.
Any situation where you're the caregiver of someone,
yeah. Yeah.
Unless you say you caregive this person, you both then had head injuries, didn't see each other for 40 years... And we're the last two people left on Earth. Like, there are some scenarios.
You've got to have some caveats. You raise some good points, JT. You raise some good points. But, okay. So,
hey, speaking of perverts and the serious accusations, yeah. I've got a... So, I've had a theory for a while that... okay, well, I'll start from the edge of the top. Someone told me about Tony Romo getting $17 million to be a commentator. So, I looked him up on YouTube back on the Tube again. Have you guys seen Tony Romo, the quarterback, commentate NFL games?
No.
No, but just for people who don't know, Tony Romo is the Dallas quarterback, Dallas Cowboys former quarterback, who was hated as a quarterback, partly because he played for the Cowboys, partly because he just wasn't that good. He was overhyped for playing for the Cowboys. But then he became a commentator and is now very loved. And that's all I know is that people love him. I don't know anything about him.
So he can predict plays, but not only like... Say, I think they'll do like a blitz. He'll be like, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. They're going to spike the ball here. And the other commentator will be like, how could you possibly know? He's like, well, he didn't even look at his wrist or he didn't even talk to someone.
Wow.
And he's amazing. And he makes like NFL, I guess, lots of people are tuning in. Like, he's a real draw card. So they pay
him. He's a real, what you'd say, Mark Jackson is what you'd say. A real expert.
Not quite like Mark Jackson. But anyway.
There
it really
goes that man.
Yeah.
Can I just really say, for the record, I hate Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy so much, and I listen to the game mute if it's on ESPN. It's so
but hard. At least Van Gundy will be like, call and play every so often.
Don't defend Van Gundy. He's just as bad now. He's got anyway, sorry, continue with your Romo take. I want to hear.
Yeah, so anyway, so I was like, heading in that direction. So I was like, oh, you know what? Thinking about the NBA would have the most concentration of media personalities, reporters, whatever, for the lowest quality of content produced. Like,
yeah,
there's amazing people that do the analytics piece, but most of it is like gossip, and that gossip just relies on access journalism. And so they're afraid to say anything. And I think that's why they like, they're just all complicit in covering up all the real bad stuff. Like, I'd never heard about those Chauncey Billups accusations ever. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? If someone was 20 now, and they would see as Kobe and assume that, like, there couldn't possibly be allegations of Kobe, because otherwise why would we all act like he's a saint?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so strange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you raise a good point, but, like, I think the main takeaway that I have is that Paul's still looking on the sunglasses website, by the way. Checking out frames. I'm just going to say that the world's come a long way in the last even 5 years. And, like, the Me Too movement obviously blew it open. But, like, it's just amazing that, like, 20 years ago, two NBA players can be accused of a very, very, very serious crime. And somehow they settled out of court, right? They made it go away with money. That's what happened. And it seemed like a pretty bad case against them. And they somehow managed to make it go away in the same way that Kobe's lawyers made his allegations go away. For probably money and a kind of admission of guilt on Kobe's part as well. And now people are taking more seriously. And with Chauncey Billups, I'd say if that happened now, I would hope that it would probably end the guy's career and he'd have to go play for some dodgy teams in Europe or something. And with Kobe, though, that's the interesting one for me, because I'm like, he was so big and so untouchable that I do worry that the same thing would just happen again, because he's just so beloved by people. And I think he would probably get away with it. Like, if it was allegations against LeBron James, they weren't, you know, like a lot of sexual assault cases, they're not easy to judge. I think LeBron James could probably... That's a horrible thing to use him as an example in the situation, but you get what I mean. Like, it would probably go very badly very quickly, I think.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. But anyway, just thinking out loud. All the stories I hear that people tell about Kobe that they're meant to be like cool stories, I just think he sounds the worst. Someone's saying about how when Devin Booker went to see him, Devin Booker loved him and obsessed with him as a kid, and so Devin Booker rang him, I'll text him, and then the ESPN guy's like, but if you know Kobe, he'll never reply for the first text, or the second, or the third. I'm like, well, fucking asshole, I wouldn't keep texting this prick. And then after like the fifth time, he's like, okay, Book, you can come to my gym or whatever, gives him the address. Yeah. And then he's like, so Booker turned up and Kobe was 45 minutes late, because you know Kobe, he's just sitting up in his office watching. Why? What a fucking asshole. You've made this kid come to your gym and you're just going to sit and wait to be like, and what test is this?
Yeah.
I would have left. I think Booker failed my test by sticking around. Having no self-respect. You don't have
that Mamba mentality of waiting for ages.
Yeah.
The absolute only person that should have the Mamba mentality is Giannis, because he's the only person that's flat out refusing to do the two things that Kobe could teach him, which is have a mid-range shot and a post-game.
I totally agree. That's a very funny take that, yeah, every story about Kobe. I heard the same thing about a comedian the other day. I was listening to Bill Burr, already problematic comedian. He's not too bad. He's a very funny guy, but he just has weird takes on women. Talking about Patrice O'Neill, famous, like, I don't know, again, weird takes on women. And Bill Burr was just telling a great story about what a great player and ladies man Patrice O'Neill is. And if you've seen Patrice O'Neill, he's very, you wouldn't call him a very attractive man. Like, he's very overweight. I mean, I don't want to fat shame, but I don't, he's not a traditional ladies man. And Bill Burr's story was like, oh man, he had such good game. And the game that Patrice O'Neill had, according to Bill Burr in this crack up lad story, was that he would use his comedy skills to nig beautiful woman in the bar until they desperately searched his approval. And then he was like, it was so good that he made these jokes that brought these women down a peg, and they spent the whole night trying to impress him. And then he would like woo these ladies. And I was like, that just sounds like classic, like horrible, you know, negging psychopath behavior. But Bill Burr thought it was real cool.
This is going to make me sound real ignorant, but is Bill Burr the ginger guy or the black books guy?
The ginger guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Bill Bailey and Bill Burr. No, that's not ignorant. Those are two Bill comedians. One's British and one's
American. But quite, I can't really imagine Bill Bailey doing like sexist bits on stage.
Yeah, no, it's Bill Burr. Okay, we're almost there. JT's got to go. Do we have any final big NBA takes?
So really, no Magic Mayhem.
I think we've pretty much covered all the NBA finals.
There's just one thing we haven't covered.
What's that?
It's that time. Mayhem. Right about that time for the stars to roll on out. The sit down. The
I used to be jealous of bearing a follow. We're taking every game personal. I'm sit down. Oh, wow. This is Chumo Kiki, and you're listening to Magic Mayhem with Paul Williams.
So today, in the final of the Olympic qualifying somewhere in Europe.
Yeah.
Mo Wagner.
What?
Of the Orlando Magic. He's technically out of contract.
Wait, do the Magic have a player called Mo Bamba and Mo Wagner?
Well, they say Wagner, but I think it's meant to be. If it's German, it's surely like Wagner.
One of those guys has got to go.
His name's Moritz Wagner.
That is a good name.
But
that's great.
28 points for Germany to get them back into the Olympics for the first time since Beijing in 2008.
Wow.
When the original Mo Wagner, Dirk Nowitzki, was carrying the team. Pure magic. And technically Mo Wagner does not play for the Magic as he is out of contract, but hopefully they'll bring him back.
Wow. I can't believe Germany made it, and Croatia and Canada and Serbia and stuff missed out. That's amazing.
Mm.
Wow.
How good was did you guys see Luka's post game when all his teammates ran in and started doing a chant and splashing water around?
Yeah.
So good. But anyway, that's the end of Magic Mayhem, really.
Wow.
Unless you guys want anything magic related. The hunt for the coach is still going on. And a lot of people wanted Kenny Atkinson, and I was against it, but I've consumed some stuff now that I'm like, because initially I was like, I want Becky Hammond. But people did have the point that it would be bad for her to get her start with a team who's kind of rebuilding and probably still going to lose quite a few games. And then, you know, people will be like, oh, she's bad. But it's like,
one heartening thing about NBA Reddit, which I think is a very racist and sexist place, the one heartening thing is that everyone seems to be behind Becky Hammond. And it makes me worried because Reddit is a bad place generally. And I'm like, are they just hoping she flops so we can hate on women and never let a woman coach again? But like, it so far seems great that everyone wants Becky Hammond to coach their team.
But it's also,
and the Magic, what a place to start though. Imagine.
Nah, yeah, but do you not agree that
it'd be hard.
It would be better.
And same with the Blazers. It was like, they wanted it at the Blazers. It was like, man, that's a hard gig.
Magic would be better than Blazers. And Paul, I actually had a little Nostradamus moment that, wow, Becky Hammond and Markel Fultz would like, she'd be the one to unlock him. And they'd, wow, form like a real bond.
Yeah, right.
It's been 10 years together of pure mayhem.
Wow.
and maybe hook up. Has anyone? is that called shipping?
When you relationship someone,
a little Hammond fault shipping.
Can I just say, for the record, just when I was trying to like fight against sexism, you can't get the first female coach and then you first take the which NBA players is she going to get in a relationship with? That's not okay.
No, I'm saying specifically it doesn't start off in a relationship, but after 10 years.
You can't help it.
I'm working so closely together.
Between the two people.
But all I was going to say was that I was against Kenny Atkinson initially, and I've consumed some media now that's made me think that if they do go with him, I would be pretty happy.
I would love Hammond. I would love Atkinson. And I would just say right now, I couldn't say his last name, Atkinson.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that the Magic, you know them. They're not getting any of those people.
Also, I was just about to say, what? Who are you going to say?
Well, they'll get, I don't know, they'll get some like red-faced guy who they're like, he's coached the Charlotte Hornets for nine years.
Steve Clifford. Yeah. They're going to get him. That'd be a shock if they were like, he's coming back.
I like how you could name the guy that I was talking about. Like, that's how common it is.
No, he was the Magic coach.
They'll be like, this guy coached at Minnesota Timberwolves for 15 years, but he died, but he's back alive now. He's ready to go.
Would Stan Van Gundy be in with a shout?
I mean, it would be pretty cool.
It would be cool.
It would be pretty cool. I would bring him home. I would like it. I'm not going to lie. I would like it. I mean, I don't know if it would be great for basketball reasons, but just for the vibe, it would be great. I mean, also, it would be bad for the vibe, but but just for nostalgia, it would be great. But
bring back Dwight, eh?
No, nah.
One last
nah,
year.
Kill him.
Dwight is coach, I reckon.
Dwight is coach.
If he goes straight from player to player coach?
Just so many pranks. Yeah.
No, but Jason Kidd, I was just thinking then, I was like, oh, what if they get Jason Kidd? And then I remembered, the Mavericks hired Jason Kidd. What the hell?
That's so good. The Mavericks, a team that is famous having sexual assault, misconduct allegations right through top to bottom rotten. And
where does misconduct, I'm not sorry, I know you're not a lawyer, but where does misconduct end? Like, misconduct to me is like, caught taking two cookies instead of one.
Yeah, you're right. Misconduct sounds very. I'd say that's like in a, like asking your misconduct would be like asking your workmates out via email and stuff like that.
Yeah, right. So like what Mann Devlin did after, but before he punched that guy in the face.
Yeah, Martin Devlin, he had a busy day at the office.
We've got international listeners.
Sent an email out. Oh, Mann Devlin's a sports broadcaster who every year has a hilarious scandal and somehow gets. He survives. He's such a survivor. He sent an email to asking her out, and then he sent that, and he was like, "That's a job well done." And then went out and punched a colleague in the face, and he's still got a job. Like, what a poor Pierce must be turning in his grave. Anyone else got any other NBA contributions to make before we finish? The finals are happening.
Well, I think first let's just wrap up Magic Mayhem.
Oh, we're still in the mayhem.
Yeah, so that's the end of Magic Mayhem.
Cool.
Unless anyone else has got anything else to add.
Yep.
Hope you've enjoyed it. Hope it hasn't been too much mayhem. Because if your life is stressful and then you're listening to this mayhem, I don't know. Just I hope it's not too much.
Yeah, you don't want to have too much mayhem in your life.
Mother Devlin isn't on the Magic Radio Network, is he? Or else that's like really amazing.
he's the other channel. Congratulations to Suns and Bucks fans. I'm sorry if I've been too negative. I will say this, that I do think that it's amazing that those franchises, you know, franchises that have had a lot of heartbreak and a lot of problems, to see them in the finals is, I mean, it's going to be ratings poison, but it's exciting.
Can I just jump in before we officially leave Magic Mayhem?
Oh, wait, no, we've left.
No, we're still in it.
Oh, we're back in it.
Just interesting because we're talking about...
Sucked us back in.
We were talking about Solomon Hill, and here was a quote from today on if Nate McMillan was going to stick around and coach the Hawks next year. And Solomon said... Nate's our coach. They're just waiting to get the final details and all that stuff. Unless Orlando Magic come in and give him $100 million a year, which is crazy. Nate McMillan's going to be our coach. I love just saying, unless Orlando Magic. I don't know if that's what's written, but I think it's funny.
Also, $100 million a year is a great contract. I'd take that in a heartbeat.
I want to come on record and say I hope the Magic don't offer Nate McMillan.
Yeah. What your Solomon Hill strategy with a new coach would be? Just like hide, like try not to be seen, and they forget about you. Yeah. And your contract rolls over.
It's also very funny that you were pointing out that Solomon Hill was playing his most minutes ever under this guy, and now he's like, he is our coach next year.
Solomon Hill's got to get that another year of 4.5 points a game, baby.
Yeah.
Shout out to Solomon Hill. Shout out to the teams in the finals. Good luck to everyone. I hope they're a good finals. I hope Giannis comes back and everyone's 100%. I hope Chris Paul doesn't get injured.
I'm excited for Jay Crowder versus PJ Tucker.
Yeah. Go hard. Cool. Good luck.
That's the matchup.
JT, you want to say something you're excited for?
Mm.
Are you excited? Because about five times this playoffs you've said you're going to quit watching basketball.
But every time it's specifically because the Bucks forced me to the point where I just want to poke my eyes out.
he'll be excited for Devin Booker and Chris Paul to be shooting exclusively mid-range fadeaways.
Nice. Yeah,
that's to watch. They just dribble in and then pull up and just fadeaways. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Thank you all to everyone who listened. We love you. My name's Guy Williams. I'm joined by Paul.
Don't do it.
And JT.
Yeah, always done it, always will do it.
Later and goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.